darlings, and welcome to Digimon Ghost Gaze. This is the podcast where we're not talking about aliens this time, yet. I'm Emery, my pronouns are they, she, he, and I, for this week, am definitively earthbound. Don't worry about it.
I'm more, my pronouns are they, he, and this is, the next two episodes are going to be the, we're going to have to talk about Gulus as the enemy, but still know that he's not the enemy, and this is still a Gulus fan club. Just so you know. Don't forget.
I'm Ilvir, my pronouns are they, she, he, and... you know what? I am also a proud member of the Gulus fan club. And I think he's correct for going a little apeshit there. I think he was justified.
It does hurt, yeah, Gamamon, so I'm a little sad about it.
True. Sometimes brothers fight.
True.
This is a pro apeshit podcast.
I've also seen Buddy Daddies and the Trigun finale today. So I'm, you know what, Gulus Gamamon didn't do too bad.
Yeah, he didn't blow up a city or try to fucking turn his brother into an alternate dimension portal.
Yeah, and he didn't get a bunch of plants weirdly pregnant. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
He did try to consume his brother briefly there for a second.
I mean, whom's among us?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta bite your brothers.
He did hit his brother with the special beam cannon, though, so...
Whoa, who's that?
Whoa, who's that?
I've never met this person in my life.
I'm the black goo that's been speaking to you guys all along.
Oh.
The shadow form.
So that's what that was.
Oh.
You'd a voice inside my head.
Remember last time?
No.
No. Oh,
okay. What happened last time?
I was the black goo.
I only remember Ghost Gaius. I do not.
No Todd's head empty, only Ghost Gaius.
I only remember Ghost Gaius. I don't. What happened last time on?
I could say this is Ghost the gayest game? Episode that's ever appeared specifically for me.
Oh?
Okay.
Regulus Mon is nice.
Regulus Mon is pretty nice.
Oh, okay, you're gay for it. Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, if Regulus Mon has 1,000 fans, I'm one of them. If Regulus Mon has one fan, I'm him. And if Regulus Mon has no fans, I'm dead.
I mean, a lot of us would be dead.
He probably killed very you tragic. Also.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Yeah. He caught me slipping.
I think Gulus would be the kind to kill his own fans.
I mean, he laid out his demands pretty clearly. It's devoured or be devoured or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? It's fair. It's fair. I would be devoured. I'm not very good at being aggressive.
Devin just wants to get fucking bored by Regulus Mon. We are all saying this.
We all know this now.
See, shit like this is why I can't show this podcast as an example.
I'm sorry.
To my job, that they should give me the podcast job.
Just bleep out me saying
the word. I mean, some of our titles are not safe for work.
Yeah.
Do you think any of them even know what Vor is, though? You gotta be, like, I know it seems fairly ubiquitous, but you still gotta be a certain level of internet pervert to know what that is.
I still don't want to be asked.
One of our titles is A Little Murder is Okay. I think they're...
Okay, but imagine, like, them walking up to you during the workday and being like, hey, so what's Vor?
Oh boy.
That would be horrific.
One time someone walked up to me and said, Elvire, you're into like those fan things. And I said, yes. This was not at my current job. And then they asked, what's the Megaverse?
Oh
my god.
Oh no.
And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, like a liar. There's no fucking way I would admit.
Correct response.
face to face to someone that I know what that means. Why did they ask me this?
You had to engage the survivability onion.
I don't even know what I would say.
You say no, Morik. You say you don't know.
I was like, I don't think I know that one, but no. Sorry.
You mean
I guarantee you that you know Omegaverse. It's
I do.
Like the,
I do. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No. I don't.
Did I trick you? Yes, I do know what it is.
Oh,
Morg would survive the workplace experience.
TBH, I was a little distracted because I forgot to take my inhaler, so I was...
Oh! Okay, yeah. I was saying, I was like, I would say no, I don't know what it is. You can look it up.
Yeah.
Just use the internet, I guess.
It's the only correct answer. It's the only correct answer is no.
You can tell me later, and then I just make my fucking coworker tell me what it is later.
I don't know what it is, but I guarantee, but you know, it probably seems, you know, I'm just gonna go, you know, I don't know what it is, don't Google it.
You know.
And then they would.
Yeah.
You just tell them that you don't exist outside of work, so you have no experiences outside of it. Sorry, I don't know. I don't exist outside of here.
Yeah, no, actually, in my own time, I can't even see, so how would I read these fanfics? They were cool.
Yeah, like a tardigrade, I go into suspended animation, and then I just sit there until the next workday.
Oh, to be a tardigrade.
I definitely know what that is.
They're like...
It's a little water bear.
Oh!
They're the little cute, funny, microscopic guys.
A little microscopic little bud who can survive in the vacuum of space.
Oh, to be a little water bear that doesn't know what a Omegaverse is.
Is there a Digimon that's based on a water bear? Because there should be.
It's Gulus Gamamon.
But you're right, there should be.
There should be.
You guys are joking. It's literally Gulus Gamamon because, like, next episode.
No, he's too big.
We're not talking about aliens this time.
But he survived the vacuum of space.
He's too big.
He survived the vacuum of space. He's a lot of water bears stacked on top of each other.
We can't talk about that.
No, we gotta wait.
Let's talk about this episode, please.
Oh, should we talk about this episode at all?
Yeah.
I would love to talk about this episode, but I can't because Crunchyroll was broken when I went to rewatch it.
Can we talk about Bloom
Well,
Lord
it starts
Mon?
With...
Yeah, Bloom Lordmon.
It starts
sounds...
with Lord Bloommon or Bloom Lordmon or whatever being like, I'm gonna fucking kill some kids today.
It sounds like some edgy teen deviant art username.
This is a guy I would design in like eighth grade because I'm like, there need to be more cool plant Digimon that aren't like big titty ladies.
There does is the thing, and this is good. I love a titty plant lady. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but they're all titty plant ladies, and I need a cool guy.
The opening is different this time. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
0.1 seconds of it.
I think Bloom Lordmon's design would be improved if he had a boob window, just saying.
Oh, like Bruno Brucerati, yeah. A little heart.
I think anyone's design would be improved
true,
if they had
true.
A boob window.
Yeah, I mean, every character would be designed if they had a boob window, but...
Yeah.
Crunchyroll's working for me. I don't know why you're having trouble.
Oh, what a weird flex.
What a call-out post to Emery specifically.
Emery, did you even...
By the way, Crunchyroll works for me, so maybe it's a skill issue.
I'm so sorry. I did not actually mean for it to come out that, like... I did not mean to flex like that.
Yeah, we're in our second-to-last episode, and we're actually going to have a very tragic breakup in our last episode, and this is more giving us the foreshadowing of that.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you're calling me fail live on air.
I can't believe that there's going to be a violent battle between Morg and Emery as they in the subspace emissary.
Yeah,
we're both going to get huge holes ripped in our chests. It's going to be so tragic.
And I will be the sole survivor. Damn.
Which one of you is going to hit the other with the special beam cannon?
I don't know.
Both. It's going to be simultaneous.
Oh, that's going to be so sad. You both are going to be like, I only pretended to lose and then both die.
I love such moving speeches at y'all's funerals.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Welcome.
I guess Emery and Devin are about to have their own podcast, maybe with some past guests of ours, because Emery and I are going to be fucking dead.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about the last episode and be like, it's crazy that the other host died.
Yeah. Imagine you're listening to a podcast and that actually happens.
You know, I don't really think we have to, we do have to talk about this episode too much, because, like, it is mostly just a big fight, and then a few, like, really key things happen.
Yeah.
It is a pretty good, like, big fight episode, but also, like, the summary is, like, 3 seconds long.
It looks great.
Oh, yeah, it looks incredible. Like, yeah, so basically it starts with Hero and talking to Lord Bloommon, or Bloomlordmon, I don't know
it's
which
Bloom Lord Mon, and he has flowers in his ears, so he can't listen when you talk to him.
Yeah, he's like, hey, people are dying, Digimon are scared, can you please help us? And he's like, fuck no. And also, I'm gonna kill you.
They have to show us the evolutions of the three main Digimon, so they spend time doing, like, all the evolutions.
Because they're like, we are going to get a lot of mileage out of this animation. Then they all get their asses kicked near instantly.
To be fair, I do love to see.
I do love to see
evolution
them.
Sequence.
Oh no, I love to see Darabitmon's evolution.
I just like to see Kyoshiro do his magical girl pose.
Yeah, why does he do that?
Why wouldn't he do that?
That's true.
Yeah.
I would.
He's a fucking weeb, he's gotta.
Yeah.
I love the part where Tessusmon, like, flies around him, just, like, making sure he has a perfect pose, and then, like, flies off with him. She's just like, good, good.
I kept hoping there would be some, like, Digimon Tamers fusion shit going on, because we kept seeing with
the... Oh, I was also hoping for that.
They kind of set it up, and then they, like, jump off last second, and I'm like, damn.
I was kind of hoping for, like, Gulu's Gamamon and to, like, fuse with someone. I thought that would have been the ending. I don't know why.
You would hear me on this episode just screaming for about 50 minutes, so I don't think you want that.
I live every day of my life wishing for more Matrix evolutions and Jogresses.
It needs to happen. More people should fuse with their Digimon, I'm just saying.
Literally, Matrix Evolution was, like, just...
It was kind of peak.
Yeah, regardless of how you feel about Tamers itself, I feel like that was, like, special.
Yeah, it is kind of the coolest fucking kind of evolution. It kind of whips ass.
Hero should have fused with Cirrus.
Should have.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
That's literally what I was thinking, though, Devin.
He should have been like, I'll fuse with them.
That's for next week. Oh god,
I'm gonna write a fucking essay about it for next week, maybe.
God, today's episode was so good. It's in the forefront of my brain. I don't know what happens in this one.
Don't
worry, I have this episode burned into my brain.
Okay, then tell us about it, Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, they're fighting Bloomlordmon. He uses a plant move where he shoots seeds at you, and much like in Pokemon, they start to absorb your health. And so, everyone except Seriousmon taken out instantly off the board game.
Yeah.
Fucking obliterated.
He is leech-seeded, yes. They're all leech-seeded.
Yeah. I feel like this is kind of like one of the last, like, real horror moments in the entire series, because it is just like, wow, what if there were tiny holes in your body and plant grew out?
Yeah.
What if you were slowly being absorbed by, like, horrible plants that are growing in your legs? Darabimon, like, screams in agony. It is bad to hear. They, like, start popping out of his leg, and he's just like, ah!
Only Ruli and the Abitmon get flowers. Once again, Kyoshiro can't grow anything healthy.
Yeah, he gets nothing, but, I don't know. Slugs.
It's probably him and Jellymon together, probably don't.
Yeah, that's a toxic environment. No
bad soil.
No plants gonna grow there.
Bad soil, no flower.
Bad soil, a lot of salt.
That's so much salt.
I was like, are they just trying to, like, not show flowers because he's, like, a boy or something? But it's like, no, Hero gets flowers later, I think.
Gamamon gets them.
Gamamon gets flowers, but of course he does.
I mean, look at that boy.
Sirius Mon eventually gets his ass kicked by Lord Bloommon and turns back into Gammon and gets flowered up. And Hiro's like, come on, Espimon, and try something. And then they immediately lose again. So now they're dying also. And who's the funny little voice in Gammon's head?
Gammon looks so scared.
I mean, Bloom Lormon is walking up to Gammon being like, I'm going to fucking kill you, dude.
Yeah, I know, but my heart broke. They shouldn't have animated it that like that, because it made me cry.
He's like, I see this small child on the ground who I'm going to stab through the head with this spear.
He's like, yeah. I see the darkness within you, and I have to fucking snub you out, ass. Bullshit.
Yeah, he's like, you, the darkness in you, it is the cause of the infection. I have to destroy you and the evil within you. And
Gammon's just a little baby here. He's so wide-eyed and sad and crying and scared. And I'm like, hey, fuck you, dude.
He's like, yeah. I don't know anything about this. I literally just learned about this dude speaking in my head, like, last episode. Please leave
Speaking
me
of a dude speaking in his head, Gulus Gammon appears on the speaker.
It's like one of those terrible, like, hypothetical moral dilemmas that someone would give you. Like,
would you shoot baby Hitler?
Maybe if it was to save the whole world. And I'm like, not if it was Gammon.
No.
Would you shoot baby Hitler if baby Hitler was actually nice?
I mean,
And the answer is, yeah, I would put a spear through his head. Sorry about it.
Yeah, it's Hitler. It's not Gammon. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
What if it turns out that Hitler was just a shadow form and the first form was really nice, but you knew the shadow form was in there?
Well, then someone tried to kill the baby form, obviously. And failed.
I would simply devour the shadow form.
That's why the shadow form came out.
What if at, like, the very last minute in World War II, Hitler was like, by the way, I did come from space?
By the way, it was aliens. They ate my homeworld.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure there's an Ancient Aliens episode on that.
Yeah, I'm like, space Nazis are a thing in, like, multiple media, but usually it's the other way around, where they, like, come from Earth and fly to space and, like, hide out in space. But I do like the idea of them just, like, starting off in space and coming here. Like, what the fuck? Someone absolutely has tried this and it came out, like, absolute, like, schlock for sure.
Yeah, it was, like, the most tone-deaf horror movie in the world, but someone's like, the shit rules.
But it whirls when it's Gulus, so he comes out.
I would have a lot of questions if it was Gulus. Anyways, Gulus is like, all your friends are gonna die if you don't let me go apeshit.
Gammon doesn't even say anything, he just starts crying.
He just starts sobbing in his head, and Gulus is like, that's consent.
Good enough.
Gulus Gammon is literally like, hey, I bet you love being not dead and having all your friends be alive.
Gammon's like, yeah, bitch. No, just kidding. He would never.
Gammon's like, that's a lot for me, a 4-year-old, to think about, so I'm just going to sob. And Gulus is like, that's consent, by the way.
That's how you say yes, is giving up.
Sounds affirmative to me.
Sobbing is my yes, so thanks for the bod.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you gave up? Good enough. Like, and so he come out.
Gulus looks so cool. He fucking explodes the vines off and just rises into the air, and he's just screaming in fire. It looks so good.
I can only imagine that he practices his entries.
That's what he does in Gammon's head.
Yeah, while he's inside Gammon, he just practices cool poses and one-liners.
He's like, I'm gonna look so fucking sick.
I like that all the colors disappear, too. Like, he's like,
I know,
because he's standing on the green, blue, red of, like, his champion Evos, and it's like, oh, the red one's last, oh, I wonder if this means something.
Yeah, they all fucking get burned away, because Gulus is so cool.
Let's talk about his big attack while we're talking about the colors.
He does big attack.
Yeah, he pops out. Lord Bloom Lordmon is like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, dude. And Goose is like, it's me, I'm the problem.
I'm the Dark Conqueror, it's me.
He's like, you're the Dark Conqueror. And he's like, yeah, I am, I'm the problem. It was all my fault.
I did it.
Do you guys want to hear a bunch of plot information in about 2 seconds?
Yes, I do.
I did it, signed Gulus.
So he's like, you're the Dark Conqueror. They're like, that's not possible. Gulus Gammon has been with us the whole time. And he's like, sorry, I dropped some goo off of me before I left.
Yeah.
He's like, thanks for the alibi, but I did very much kill a man.
You think that seeing me on a security camera at a different place at a different time exonerates me of the crime? Joke's on you.
I had my own security camera to prove that I did it.
Yeah, Gulus Gammon really doesn't want there to be, like, any ambiguity in the case, because then there will be a true crime podcast about it, and we can't have that.
Yeah, he doesn't want them to be like, who did it? He's like, it was me, motherfucker.
He wants...
Yeah.
It was me.
He wants the credit.
Stop speculating, you fucking dumb bitch.
You hacks.
He also starts talking about Gulus Realm Burst, or GRB for short.
Yes, his goo just expands exponentially.
He, like, dropped just, like, one drop of goo, and that just, like, spread entire, like, across the entire fucking planet, I guess?
How'd you guys like to learn that Gulus Gammon is actually just Venom?
He's Venom. He's literally just Venom. You know?
How'd you guys like when you learned that Gulus Gammon was Venom and Vegeta?
But this is also what straight people think LGBT is like. It just spreads exponentially.
Yeah, that's true. I do, whenever I go somewhere, I drop some goo off me that creates more gay people.
Yeah, I leave my goo everywhere. And that's why there's so many aces in my area.
Yeah, so
yep.
GRB actually stands for Gay Realm Burst, not Gulus Realm Burst.
That's what Gulus means in his alien language. Oh. It means gay.
Yeah.
We can't talk.
Gay Gammon is here.
We can't keep talking about the alien part. That's literally the next episode, Devin.
It will be a teaser for next episode.
Okay, alright.
Gay Realm Burst.
We can talk about Gay Realm Burst, but...
Yeah.
Not the alien part. Watch the next episode.
Yeah, any... Gulus says, it was me the whole time, I'm the fucking problem, I love to do it, and they're like, why'd you do it? And he's like, because I'm cool, and also, I want an army.
He wants...
And they're like, that's weird. To make
a dark army, like...
To make a dark army, because he's edgy.
He's all about the color schemes. He's very conscious about his, what's the
word? His aesthetic. His aesthetic.
His aesthetic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he fucking, you know, anytime someone mentions CMYK, he'll be like, oh, the color gamut isn't as wide, like, fucking print is dead anyway, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, he's like, it has to look good.
That one's for all the graphic designers Digimon out there.
Good.
Everyone's Digimon would look better in black, so I'm just gonna steal your color.
He's like...
He's not entirely wrong. The black designs do look good.
Yeah, true.
No, he's right.
It also makes them stronger, apparently. And, like...
Yeah, it's the frenzy virus from Monster Hunter, yeah.
Yeah, and Bloomlordmon, like, confirms that. He's like, yeah, every fucking infected Digimon I've fought has been stronger than their normal base form.
It's been fucking crazy. Anyways, I've killed them all, though.
Yeah, I was like, jeez.
Gulus Gammon is like, yeah... I'm fucking strong as shit, but you know what makes me even stronger? I can evolve on my own by myself anytime I want. Watch this.
Yeah.
And he goes through the sickest evolution.
Yeah.
He clears away all of the fucking, like, DNA strands away from him, and then he just spins as a giant, like, a giant needle, and then explodes in purple fire.
You got to get those poses in when you're doing a new Evo.
When you got, like, 2 episodes left, you gotta look good as fuck.
So true.
And now Regulusmon is here.
He sure is.
He sure fucking is.
Aw, big dragon!
Big dragon. He has a shield that's a face, which is always good.
I like that he keeps calling Hiro his big brother, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he refers to Hiro as Aniki the whole time, which I think is nice.
It's pretty good.
It's like when you have a little brother who's going through their little, like, goth phase, who's, like, mean to you, but is, like, I mean, you're still my big brother, though.
He's like, I don't even need
it's
my
family.
I don't even need my big brother to evolve. I'm just going to, like, shock the shit out of him by becoming Regulus Mon.
To add on to the list of characters that Gulu slash Regulus Mon is, he is also Sasuke.
God, so true. Oh, that's so true. So true. He looks like... At first glance, Regulus Mon does have, like, a Canon Vice Mon, like, appearance. But he's a lot more.
Yeah, he's the base, like, Canon Vice Mon, but he has, like, a cool pincer tail. He has bigger claws. He has a shield that's a face, like I said.
He downloaded the mons.
And he just looks so
his
cool.
His shield, like, can chomp you also, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's a face.
Every single inch of this boy is supposed to be deadly, and I want to hug it.
Yeah, every bit of him is geared out to kill you specifically.
But you want to hug it.
I think that shield would definitely get the Ashuramon stamp of approval.
Oh, of course.
He would see that big face and be like, hell yeah, dude.
He would be like, I want it. Give me that face.
Can I try that on?
Can I get that thing real quick?
And then
quick?
It would, like, fuck him up. I feel like if he tried, he would just, like, become Gulu Scamamon or something.
Yeah, he would also become a sicko.
God, there'd be two of them.
He kind of already is.
That's true, he did steal people's faces.
It's a different kind of sicko.
Yeah, for sure.
He didn't want everyone to become part of his army. He wanted to be the army.
True.
He would get along great with Gulu Scamamon. That's
yeah, before he was just a freak, but with it he would be a sicko.
Yeah.
You know?
And a sicko.
Yeah. And two of them.
Bloom Lord Mon tries to fight him. Because everyone's still fucking...
Does not go well.
Still tied up, remember.
Yeah, I forgot to mention before. Ruli and Durabmon are in, like, a crucifix pose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they had to look like he's being crucified right now, but...
Because he's Jesus. Simple as.
Yeah.
That's true. He is going to absolve us of our sins.
It's nearly Easter, and he's a rabbit.
Yeah. Oh!
They saw Gulu Scamamon posing, and they were like, damn, we gotta get some too. I know we're a bit compromised right now, but, like, let's just do our best.
He's deep posing to assert dominance.
I like that.
He's trying so hard.
I like the Amphibimon and Kirishiro just lying on the ground, though.
They're just lying there. They're like, we're not posing.
Yeah,
we're dying.
They're like, we've fallen down and we're just going to wait it out now. It's fine.
Yeah, we're not posing. We're just dying over here.
Enough. I would also probably want to lay down.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes you just want to lay down.
Sometimes you want to just take a big nap.
Yeah, in a surprising move of generosity, they were like, yeah, we have been getting most of the poses for the entire series. Let's let the others have the spotlight for a bit.
Let's give the others something special to work with.
Hiro, like, who's also tied up still with Hover Espimon.
He's like, hey, where's Gamamon, yeah, by the way, Gulus? And he's like, I don't know, probably gone forever.
Yeah, I'm like, you didn't check?
Probably erased from existence.
You didn't fucking check? Like, you didn't check first?
He can't hear him anymore.
Well, what does probably mean?
He put Gamamon on silent. He was just like,
he
nah.
He turned off the notifications.
He turned off Gamamon's crying notifications.
Oh god, he's still crying inside. But
yeah, luckily...
Hiro has his notifications on.
Yeah, his watch is still synced, so it's still perfect.
Yeah, it starts glowing while Regulus Mon and Bloom Lord Mon are fighting. Bloom Lord Mon does something really cool where he's like, you're pretty good, but check this out. And he, like, his spear that's a flower unfurls to reveal that it has, like, a special beam cannon laser beam in it.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking hits him with, like, a Kamehameha wave.
Yeah, Bloom Lord Mon is cool.
But it turns out Regulus Mon is like, oh no, this beam, it's so scary, I'm hurting so much, just kidding.
JK, let me blast you back and fuck you up.
JK, I also have a laser beam.
He does get a little scratch. He does lose a little bit.
Yeah, he pops out of it, and he's like, haha, I didn't feel that at all, and then he loses a horn, and he's like, you motherfucker.
And now I'm pointing at the screen and saying, ooh, he's no longer, like, symmetric. That's what I like in a boy.
Yeah, I like that they kind of were like, what if we cut off his horn, kind of like how when people are, like, in a sword fight, and they go past each other, and they cut off a lock of their hair. It's like that, but a horn instead.
Yeah, now he has, like, a cool scar.
Yeah,
but
he's like, I'm gonna end this in the next hit, and then Hiro's like, hey, wait, you like evolution, right? And he's like, I do like evolution, I love it a lot. And he's like, what if I synced with you so you could evolve further? And he's like, hey, that's pretty nice, I like to hear that. I hope you're not fucking tricking me right now, that would really piss me off.
Hiro is literally standing there, you receive evolution, I receive, don't worry about it.
Well,
I receive redacted.
He says, at least want to return to the human world with Ruli and Kirishiro.
Yeah, I would like to survive to the end of the day.
And then he, like, winks to himself.
Yeah, he winks in his mind and begins to radiate dark energy that goes into Regulusmon. Regulusmon is like, hell yeah, I love this, like, shit. Like,
finally, I have done my goal of making Hiro evil. Haha.
Finally, I always wanted this.
Sickofication complete.
He's like, now you can get a cool ripped black shirt with a band logo on it. We'll look so good, Hiro. And Hiro says, I would never, actually.
I would never.
Yeah, and his dark energy flowing out of him turns white, and Regulusmon is like, hey, wait.
Yeah, Regulusmon is ripping up their matching shirts at this point. He knows he's been betrayed.
Tricked.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so fucking mad. I'm gonna rip these shirts, but they'll still look cool.
It's artistic ripping.
He's like, these shirts are just for me now. Look what you lost. But he's like, what are you doing? No. And Hiro's like, there was a faint bit of Gamamon still in there, so I'm calling to him. And then some body horror happens.
For real.
Uh-huh.
This is probably actually the last kind of... It's not that bad.
I don't know. Next episode has some horror in it.
It's not, like, that bad either to me, but it's, like...
Yeah, it hasn't, like, the heights of the horror the show has gotten, but this is, small bits of Regulusmon start becoming a Canon Weissmon, and one side of his face is Canon Weissmon, and he's like, I'm back, bitch. And Regulusmon is like, no, I hate this. And then they, like, enter the Shadow Realm.
Yeah. Also, they undergo mitosis.
Yeah, they, like, rip everyone into the Shadow Realm, and they're like, where the fuck are we? And then Regulusmon and Canon Weissmon just, like, undergo goo mitosis.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd the slime come from?
I mean, Goulas Gamamon's kinda had some moments of, like, black gunk on, like, in the...
Okay, but this is green gunk.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is green egg slime. Nickelodeon slime is on them.
Don't pigeonhole Gulusgamamon into producing only one type of slime. He can
You're so right.
As much slime as he wants.
You're so right. Sometimes, like a frog in stress, he just produces more slime.
fucking hell. I like that everyone, like, somehow went inside the Mind Palace Shadow Realm.
They went into their Shadow Realm.
There's absolutely no reason for that.
They never explain this, by the way. They never explain this in either this episode or the next episode. They
go into, like, four different versions of Stop Time within, like, these next few episodes. They're incepting each other, it's left and right.
Kind of incredible.
To me, this moment feels like, When two people have a fight, but it's in a super public place, so everyone around them has to awkwardly stand there and start form opinions about what's going on. I say this because when I go to the station by bike, I gotta go through the parking lot for the bike, and a lot of people decide to have their dramatic fights there. And I have a lot of opinions about breakups that have happened in my town because I've been there.
Incredible. I love that they like it to be public. Wow. I love just airing my dirty laundry in a very visible public place for everyone to see.
It's so funny, and it's so hard not to laugh because I think these people will beat me up.
I love making it everyone's problem.
Like Gullis would.
Same energy as people who publicly propose, and I'm just like, why on earth would you ever do that?
Oh god, I would commit a murder if someone publicly proposed to me.
I'm like, I don't care how much I liked you. The answer is no on principle.
I wouldn't even like someone enough to want to marry them.
I would be like, nah, never mind. Joke's on you. So yeah, they're in their like Mind Palace Shadow Realm space. And Regulusmon is, he's big pissed. He's like, Hiro, I'm gonna fucking kill you for that one.
Yeah, he's not happy.
It's fucking over for you.
It's ogre for you.
It's an ogre for you. And then Ken Weissmon's like, I bet you're gonna be real pissed when I evolve and you can't.
I love this, like, the background of their fight is just, like, these round, like, space balls.
I thought it was space.
It's planets. They're in space.
I thought it was space. Planets. Before I saw the new episode, I already thought it was space.
They're like weird planets because the outer thing was like showing galaxies in little orbs.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like the galaxy orbs?
Yeah, galaxies are orbs. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's supposed to talk about like parallel dimensions.
Great.
We're going to the multiverse next season.
Next season, like that's gonna happen.
Ghost Game 2 is gonna be about the multiverse of horror.
Ghost Game 2 is just... Ghost Game 2, as I stated before recording, is just gonna be a PBTA campaign that I run.
It's going to be Gurren Lagann 2.
Yeah. We're all going to come up with our funny Digimon OCs, and we're going to go to space and meet a bunch of funny guys there.
It's going to be a great time. We're all going to have, like, different pirate Digimon OCs who are in space.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be like Season 3 of Sonic X.
It's going to be like Season 3 of Sonic X.
It's going to be a lot of space things that we've watched. There's going to be, like, some... Star Wars in it. There's gonna be some, like, if I have anything to talk about, there's gonna be some, like, Friends at the Table stuff in it. There's gonna be some, like...
Yeah, there's gonna be, like, Tournament of Power from Dragon Ball Z Super in it. Yeah. One of these Digimon is going to go into Ultra Instinct mode. Yeah.
Probably Gulus.
It definitely will be Gulus.
What the fuck happens? He goes Sirius.
They all evolve, and Siriusmon begins to fight Gulus Gammon, but Gulus, Regulusmon, I mean, is like, I'm too strong, I'm base as fuck. And so Bloom Lordmon is like, don't worry, I'll help too. And then he's like, ah shit, never mind, I'm too injured.
He's too injured.
So the others are like, hey, if you let us out of these, like, bondage vines, we can help.
He's like, fine.
And he's like, yeah, fine. He's like, you guys don't appear to be villains, but we're not friends, Baka. And then he releases them, and they all fight. And Regulusmon is like, this fucking sucks, yo. Stop hitting me.
Stop hitting me. It hurts.
Stop hitting me. So they're all attacking him.
Oh no, I keep getting punched and kicked. Oh no. Looks bad for me.
Very key is that Siriusmon and Dramon, like, hit his... big shield phase, and Jellymon goes in for a big kick in the back, and he turns around and, like, chomps her leg, and Siriusmon flies up behind while they're, and he's like, don't worry, I'll help you guys, and he charges up a big beam attack, and we keep getting cuts to Regulusmon's face, who is just completely normal. Just normal and not reacting to the big laser beam, right up until Regulusmon is about to fire, and then he, like, turns around and throws, Jellymon right at, Siriusmon and his leg. Haha, I was joking, actually. And then fires a big special beam cannon at him.
Which he can't dodge.
Yeah, which they both dodge, and they're both fine, actually, yeah. And no one actually gets a big hole in their chest.
Yeah, he doesn't have to sacrifice himself, because otherwise one of his dear friends is gonna die.
Yeah, and so Sirius Mon definitely does not have a big fuck you hole in his chest, and Regulus Mon doesn't go, ha 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 ha, I was only pretending to lose.
And of course...
none of that happens.
And you fell for it.
Sirius Mon now goes, ha ha, I was only pretending to get hit.
I was only pretending to die, which I'm doing right now.
I'm so good at acting.
Sirius Mon wasn't hit at all, and the episode ends with us just like... actually, there's like a small part where they show the human world again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot the human world details.
Yeah, we got small tidbits of the human world where Hokuto enlists a bunch of children like, to talk to some very dangerous Digimon.
Yeah, like he always does.
Terriermon just gives the helpful advice of just like, if you see Digimon causing trouble, just politely explain to them the situation, then they'll stop. And I'm like, are you sure?
Once again, Hokuto just enlisting children to do all this work for him.
So true.
I'm down for Terriermon. Just be like, politely explain them to stop, and they will. And I'm just like, 66 episodes of this show have proved that you need a little violence to get that to happen. Some Digimon are like, what? I can't hear you. I'm turning you into blocks.
What? I don't have any ears. I can't hear you. But,
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm slowly putting people on my back to absorb them into my flesh.
Yeah, but there's just, like, little moments of, like, our friendly Digimon, like, helping out, too. I just wanted to make note of that. It's, like, not that important, but it is something in the background that's happening, and it is something.
Yeah, Mummymon is going around explaining to people how goods and services work, which I think is cool.
We do get Clockmon going around being like, yare yare, I'm about to kick your ass.
He does do that. He just appears and he's just like, I'm going to kill all these guys.
Yeah. I love the idea that Clockmon is just being like incredibly violent off screen.
Yeah, everyone else is being nice and Clockmon is just like, I'm going to kill all of you people.
Clockmon is at his limit. He's been doing this since episode one.
But yeah, the episode actually ends with the fucking giant hole in your chest thing.
Yeah, we were joking. Sirius Mon does actually get a special beam cannon right through the chest and dies instantly.
Yeah, he fucking dies.
The episode ends with everyone going, huh, no, and then Regulus Mon in the background, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, he does laugh about it.
He loves it.
He's so happy about it.
So happy. He's like, okay, I'm gonna absorb him now.
He's kind of like living for it. He's like, this shit rules. I love to do
it's
this
very,
shit.
The picture of him, like, with the hole in the chest, it's very... this feels very Gundam to me, too, especially because, like, Sirius Mon already kind of looks like a Gundam, but, like, just, like, a Gundam mm-hmm. with a big hole in the middle, like, where the pilot would be is, like... it's very... and it's in space? Like, hello?
Almost like it should be set in space. Sirius Mon should get a Gundam.
What if a Gundam opened its mouth?
That'd be so fun.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Then it would be Evangelion.
That'd be so scary and I wouldn't like to see it.
I would love to see it, and actually it's good, and it's good character design. And Devin's a coward.
Oh, well then, listeners, return next week to hear Morg's true opinions.
What if a Gundam took off its gloves and had, like, fucking hot magenta nails underneath?
What if it had the acrylics on?
I would be such a big fan.
What if he had big chomp?
What if a Gundam invested in ASMR with the acrylics?
No, I would hate that. I take it back. I would hate that.
Okay, yeah, no.
A Gundam standing in the store trying to pay, but they can't lift their card up, so they need to slide it to the edge of the counter.
Oh,
oh
no.
Shit. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm dropping things. I'm just too excited about this episode, and I'm dropping things.
Are you enacting what it would be like if you had long acrylic nails and you pick up stuff?
Yeah. It's a good thing that next week. I can't talk about the acrylics.
Contain yourself.
Contain yourself. We've already fucking talked enough about next week.
Next week sure is an episode.
We've already discussed half the episode today.
That's okay. We'll just repeat ourselves and everyone will have to deal with it.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, a million things happen in the last episode.
How do they fit?
It's, you know, we gotta start covering some of it now, or else we're never gonna get through
it. How do they fit?
But I have a holiday next week, so I could go way longer to talk about it.
It's truly just a, it's truly a, oh fuck, we didn't realize how many episodes we're getting. Like, you could tell someone walked up to them, like, 20 episodes ago and said, hey, by the way, this is ending at episode 67, and they were like, excuse the fuck me?
They definitely, like, they had to have, like, entered into production of The Last Core, like, not knowing how long the series was
absolutely.
Be.
Like,
and also that sort
because
of,
things just get, like, dropped, like, 2 seconds, and they're like, okay, we have to
I
move on.
I think they did an okay job of, like, ending it, but it does, like, there are, like...
There are things that I wish were better, but I'm like, given probably the time constraints you guys had, I understand.
I was simply happy.
Yeah, like, it really seems like they really did, like, try to get in everything, like, they wanted to, you know, cover, and, like,
and
it went by extremely fucking quickly, but, like, they still, like, managed to tell the story, you know?
Yeah.
They even put in a little, what if we got a season 2 teaser, which sucks because we're not going to get a season 2.
We're definitely not.
Yeah, they do kind of set up the ending shot of the whole show like it's going to be a season 2 teaser, and then they just say, actually, never mind, no, it's not.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll get a novel or a game that ties into this.
Maybe we'll get a 5-movie series explaining.
Or a season of, like, a TTRPG actual play.
I wouldn't be able to join because my stupid human body requires sleep. And time is different for you.
Regulus
guys.
Mon would say that's for the weak and that maybe you should. It's a skill issue.
Can't wait.
I know it's a skill issue, but I'm weak.
Can't wait for the Digimon fucking light novel extended universe like it was fucking like Star Wars.
Ooh. I can't wait for a really good Gulus Gamamon show, but it's just him making callbacks to the previous series the whole time in an incomprehensible way.
If they do the novel thing, are they going to also do the Star Wars thing where in 20 years' time they say, actually, all the extra content we made, not canon?
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They should release a prequel series for this show.
No, because then it would be about Lakoto.
No,
I don't want that.
I know.
No.
It would just be like, oh, and they get a hot young actor to play young Hokuto, and like, he's just the worst.
I don't want
to
see Hokuto.
He's just the worst.
I'm sorry.
It looks awful.
No. Sequel, fine.
And then they, like, make a sequel series where there's, like, a hot new young actor to play, like, the main villain. He looks like Adam Driver for some reason.
Who would the main villain be in the prequel? There's literally no
Hokuto,
villain
Hokuto, probably. It's Hokuto.
Hokuto couldn't...
Just like in the prequel series, it's Anakin, it's Hokuto.
Gulus' plan only worked because Gulus got to go to the human world and just hang, like, not be suspicious over there. If Hokuto had just left...
Except the times he was suspicious.
Yeah, but if Hokuto had just left Gulus Gamamon in the digital world, then I don't think we could have gotten to this point.
Listen, I love blaming Hokuto for, like, everything, but I don't know if I can blame him for that, because that would also mean that they would kill Gamamon, our sweet little baby child.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
The thing about Hokuto is that you can't blame him for anything, because he has no plot relevance whatsoever.
Yeah, I absolutely adore that he does nothing. He absolutely does nothing. The show knows
he's
that
not even like, I was the scientist that actually created
Gulus
Gamamon. No, he's
be.
Just like, nah, I just was wandering around.
This is what it's gonna be, right? Like, he did something and he accidentally did Gulus.
For a hot second, because of...
No, he was just like, I was just dicking around, you know?
Because of the subtitles and my bad reading comprehension, I thought Hokuto wasn't real.
Oh, that would rule.
I thought he was...
Hero was like, I have no father.
I thought a hero was specifically created to be, like, a foil for Gamamon. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool. It's not what happened, but I think that would have been very fun.
That rules so much. I would love that.
Yeah, I should get on writing fanfics again once I get my stupid college degree.
God, yeah.
Use your college degree to write fanfics.
I don't know if my teaching degree would be so useful for writing fanfics. But, you know.
Ask your students to write fanfics.
My students? Sure, yeah. Do you want my 90-plus-year-old students to write it or my heavily traumatized students?
Both.
Here, watch this 67 episode anime series and then write a 200,000 word fan fiction about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna teach you all about emotions because they need to learn the words for emotions. Just look at my face while I'm watching this and tell me what emotion I'm feeling.
I want a new chapter on AO3 every week. It's for a grade.
Maybe could they get like extra credit by doing the TTRPG that we were talking about?
Yeah. Create an OC for extra credit.
I wish, but it actually turns out if you're trying to learn a new language without ever having learned how to read or write, it's extremely difficult to say something that isn't actually true.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Ooh.
So they couldn't play TTRPGs because it actually requires a certain skill to be able to lie on that kind of level.
Like, it's very fantasy. Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a shame, though, because I bet they have great ideas.
Damn. Yeah.
More people should be in tabletop RPGs. I can't say.
They should right just let me teach that. They should hire me to teach these people how to get. It would be great because they would meet other people and they would not be stuck in their own home because they'd go outside and be inside somebody else's home to play the game. And I'm sure there's other skills I could pretend
that you can get. Problem solving,
leadership skills, reading maps.
Reading maps.
Yeah. Reading comprehension.
You can, the person running it can, like, you can have other people try running it and they would have leadership skills and, like, scheduling skills. And there's a lot of stuff people have written up.
Group management.
There's a lot of things people have written about, like how I put my tabletop games on my resume type of deals. You could use that.
Oh, yeah. I also looked at those when I tried to flesh out my resume because it was disgustingly empty.
It doesn't unfortunately fit as much with what jobs I apply to, but it still looks nice.
No joke, I do vaguely allude to stuff that I do with podcasting on my resume. Yeah.
I would add it now because, like, this requires a certain management skill, like the time management, and I would say finding guests as if the guests do not find us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, we still have to, like, coordinate with the guests and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a whole ass skill set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Podcasting is a full-time job.
It can be.
I mean, it could be a 6-hour job if they hire me for it.
That'd be nice.
But we'll see.
It could be if.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to podcast. I'd genuinely just be collecting guests for the podcast, but it's still fun.
Yeah, no, it can be. I mean, that's why people get paid for that shit. I don't do that much editing, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wouldn't get it as my job.
If they let me edit the podcast and they gotta accept that sometimes there's gonna be a little Digimon in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only thing I've ever edited. I only know how to add Digimon.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes that a full Digimon would just be in the podcast.
Yeah, any podcast you edit is still, you know, no matter what the show is, it's still gonna have It's Spooky in here as the theme music.
Yeah.
That's just the episode template you're using.
They're gonna be like, hey, I thought we agreed on a theme, and you were like, oh, we did.
No, I can only use this template. Yeah, no, I can't save another template. That's not how it works.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. It just won't pop up. I'm so sorry.
But it's a catchy song, no?
Hmm? Yeah.
Do you like it?
Okay.
That would be great.
Yeah, what do you mean it's not a good song? What do you mean it's not appropriate for the topic material at hand? Are you saying that the Baha Men in 2023 are not relevant?
I would never say that.
So people will say the most outrageous shit to get a rise out of us. It's truly shameful.
I would really appreciate if you never put those words in my mouth. I would simply never say that. Anyways, do you guys like Regulusmon?
I do.
I do.
He's a pretty funny guy.
See, that's a problem. Because back in the studio, they're going to be like, huh, people like Regulusmon. What if we made a $500 statue of him? And I'd be like, what if I bought...
And I would say, damn, I can't believe...
statue and just not eat for a month.
Yeah, I'd be like, damn, I can't believe I'm $500 poorer right now.
Everyone...
Yeah. So they can't know how much I adore
We'll just drop your PayPal and everyone could give you money for...
Fuck,
Yeah.
Now I am thinking about how they're making, like, a really fucking expensive statue of Sonic and Shadow in, like, the SA2 poses, and I'm Regulusmon and Kenovicemon in that same format.
Ooh, I would like to see it with my eyeballs, please.
Great. Yeah, I sure would.
No, I don't, because then I want to buy it, and I started buying figurines, and it's sort of hard to stop.
Regulusmon, yeah. Android Wen.
Don't do that. That'll make you real poor real quick.
Yeah.
Kenan Weissman, Nendroid, when?
Down.
Yeah.
Nendroids are the ones that have the creepy eyes. No.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I guess a little. But whenever people...
The black soulless eyes, those are the ones I don't like.
No,
those are Funko Pops.
Oh, okay. I hate those. Everything else is fine.
Nendroids are, like, kind of well-liked compared to, like... Funko Pops, which have, like, people...
That's because they have, like, quality to them.
And don't have the
Funko
eyes.
Pops are just like, what if... don't have the soulless eyes, yeah.
I mean, maybe a Funko Pop would be perfect for Gulu.
I think it would look too silly.
Gulu's has some soul in his eyes. It's all murder, but there's soul in there.
Yeah, he has that murder soul.
It's, like, all filled with violence, but there's soul in there.
Oh, so true.
He has a heart. It's filled with violence, but there's a heart.
Yeah, he has, like, a discernible expression on his face, and that expression is grinning like he's about to tear your head in half.
Yeah, it's cruelty.
Yeah.
That discernible expression
again,
is cruelty.
The English language fails, I know the Dutch word. I'm trying to think of the German one because that's the one everyone knows.
Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude. Yeah, that one.
Oh, there's like an equivalent in...
It does? I think the English is the only language that doesn't
have it. Of course it is. We're,
great
we
job,
just like
English.
To borrow other people's words.
Or maybe the Germans and the Belgians are just... Or the Dutch are just... Very mean.
No, I.
But it's a good word.
We do have Schadenfreude as a word, though. That's definitely.
I think it's just because we like to
because
have.
Because you know that it's good. It's an emotion we've all felt, and it's an emotion that Gulu's Gabumon feels, 99% of the time.
We just like to have loan words here, you know.
Yeah, we just like to steal words from other languages and be like ours.
I mean, it's fine. 50% of the words I say out loud during a day are English, so...
Does that ever confuse people? They're like, what the fuck are you saying?
No, because that's how we talk.
Oh, okay.
People mock the Japanese for using a lot of English words, but it's a global problem.
Yeah, it's almost like there was like a large-scale bit of colonialism going on in most of the world.
So true. And now even if we're like... It's not as evident. It's still, like, a very prevalent language on, like, the internet. So there's, like, a internet colonialism? Is that a thing? I'm sure it is. I don't know enough about the...
I mean...
Yeah, I just make sure that I do not respect the English language while I speak. So true. It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The English language should never be respected, ever.
Oh boy, you're wondering if internet colonialism is a thing? Well, let's just say it's a good thing that Christopher Columbus didn't have Twitter.
Oh god.
But imagine his tweets, though.
Oh, they would be so rancid.
They would be awful.
The worst.
I meant in the sense of, like, is there, like, I'm sure there's, like, papers on internet colonialism. Like, people much smarter than me have probably written about it. That's what I meant.
Christopher Columbus posting, these dumb bitches don't even know that the earth is round, and everyone in the replies being like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Of course we know it's round.
Yeah, we
and
do.
Work.
Yeah, you, like, check the hidden replies, and it's just people being like, yes we do. Also, can you stop killing
and
us?
And then he's blocking them.
No, to be honest, if he was real, then people would reply to his tweets like, what are you talking about? The earth is...
Did you say if he was real? No, like, let's go back. Did you say
if he was real now? I mean, if he existed now.
There is no Easter Bunny. There is no Santa Claus. And there is no Christopher Columbus.
God, I wish. He's just a fabrication that... the U.S. government made up to justify...
Made up so we would buy more...
It's just a fake holiday.
Buy more Thanksgiving. I don't know.
So we would buy...
I don't know what he did. What? I don't know if he got a holiday. I just
He does,
assume.
Yes. Or did. It's complicated.
Well, if he existed now, then people would say the earth is as flat as your ass and shit like that on his tweets.
People still be saying that, though.
People still be saying that to Christopher Columbus's ghost.
Yeah, but they'd say it as a bit. I don't think, just based on what he did and who he, the crimes he committed as a person, and just, I don't think he had a good sense.
Probably
of
not.
I don't think
the fucking Twitter drama when he gets arrested by the Spanish government.
I love,
like, Andrew Tate.
Oh my God. I do love the phrase, the earth is as flat as your ass. That is a good phrase.
Thank you. I would be very mean to Christopher Columbus if he existed now.
Was Christopher Columbus kind of the Andrew Tate of his time?
Probably, yeah. And he got arrested for trying to own a child by posting pizza boxes.
Yeah, and then, like, he was like, hey, I'm gonna own this child somewhere and post all my indigenous slaves online. And then the Spanish government was like, hey man, what the fuck was that?
Where's our money?
And he'll be like, I don't know what that was actually. And then he gets arrested, and then he tweets from prison all the time.
Christopher, please stop tweeting from prison.
Please stop tweeting from prison. No one likes to hear your tweets. Boo, we hate your tweets is what they say.
Is it possible to have an account that's blocked by every other user?
Let's find out. Let's all make it our collective mission to block every user possible.
Let's make a Christopher Columbus tweet skimmick account.
I don't think I will do that.
Let's fucking not.
I don't
actually.
Think that's a good idea.
Yeah, actually, I love me, but
you
thanks.
You can do it if you would like. I'm not going to help.
Yeah, Emery, if this is your foray into social media.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm not getting on Twitter, and I'm definitely not getting on Twitter with a Christopher Columbus gimmick account.
We really come up with the best ideas on this podcast.
We sure
do. I think what's good about this episode is that it's been done for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christopher Columbus posting a map of the Earth in the entire Western Hemisphere is just labeled India.
He's like, fucking learn your geography.
Yeah, he should play some TTPRP. Well, he should play some role-playing games so he can learn how to read maps.
Christopher Columbus complained about wokeness in video games, and it's just literally anyone with a dark skin tone. Oh, wait, that's just what real people do.
That's what I was saying about the flat Earth thing. I was like, that's just something people say. That's just...
That's just things that motherfuckers online
exist
in our real, like, modern society say.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about Christopher Columbus is that
he would be indistinguishable.
Personal.
Yeah.
He would be indistinguishable from any, like, crank online. He would have, like, a million fucking followers.
About the people admitting they're racist in my college degree. It's fun.
He would have like a million followers. There'd be people debating in his mentions all the time if he was joking or not.
Elon Musk would definitely retweet that world map being like, wow, interesting. I didn't know India was so big.
Oh my God, it would be insufferable.
God, yeah.
I hate what we've made. I hate this. Let's... This is bad.
Yeah, I mean, this is some truly cursed shit.
This is evil.
Maybe we should.
This is a nightmare. Coolest
would be proud of
us. We should.
Do we want to wrap it up?
Yeah,
fucking get out of here.
Stop before we say some truly heinous shit.
I'm watching like dark clouds gather outside my room. I think we're summoning something evil.
No, you're just playing that game again. I remember the name of it, Sucker for Love.
Yeah, I'm just watching Ghoulis Gammon appear outside my room.
Yeah, and you're trying to date him.
Yep.
It's fine. It's valid. It's
I'm saying
perfectly normal that you would sacrifice the well-being of the entire world
for a kiss.
Just to
for
a kiss.
Would you not?
I mean, I wouldn't.
Guess we're built different.
Even if it were like a cute monster.
Guess we're built a little different. Whatever.
Yeah, I just think I shouldn't be kissed.
Yeah,
but I would support you in destroying the entire world for that one kiss. I would help you.
Don't worry, I would nod respectfully when Ghoulis Gammon goes to destroy you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think Elvier wants anyone to kiss them, so I think that's just, like,
no.
Cute monster or not, you know? That's not because of the monster.
It would be, you would get a respectful nod.
Unfortunately, the moment someone or something becomes real, they also become undesirable.
Yeah, that, you
that's
know,
true.
I
think
really.
That is true. That is how I feel also.
Like, Ghoulis Gammon in theory, hell yeah, he should kiss me. Ghoulis Gammon IRL. I'm like, no, actually, no.
I don't know, mate. I don't know, you're looking pretty sharp. I feel like I'd get cut.
More monsters for me.
Yeah, I'll just take them. It's fine.
I'm so glad you're taking one for the team on this.
We're all... Elvier is like the sleeping child in the meme, and we're all the brave soldier taking all the knives and bombs, but it's just monster kisses.
Yeah, exactly.
So brave, wow.
I'm so glad we get to end on a wholesome note.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Devin, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Groovin' Ghastly. You can find me on Tumblr at Jazz Dumpster. You can also find me on another podcast called The Sonic Shuffle, or you can find me on a podcast called We Rate Queer Bait. Both of those are completely normal.
Damn, what's that?
I know, it's crazy. I hear it's a normal podcast.
I hear it's normal.
I hear they're normal. Who wants to go next?
Christopher Columbus would definitely just like fucking, you know, have a pinned tweet.
God damn it.
He would definitely have a pinned tweet just being like, stop adding me about the first two Harry Potter movies. That wasn't me. That was a different guy.
Oh my god.
No. Okay. Elf fear.
Anyway,
I'm on critical HB here.
You can find me at Eruviru on Twitter and TikTok, Eruviru_cosplay on Instagram, and matroncountain.tumblr.com. That's it, I think.
How do you spell that Tumblr name, by the way? Because like I tried to find it to link it in the show notes, but I couldn't.
Oh. Matrim, often like you hear it. I'll send you the link. It's
okay.
Yeah, you probably just want to type it in.
It's the only valid character in the Wheel of Time. I will not be taking criticism on that fact.
You don't need to. It's true.
It's true. Yeah, because I said it.
Yeah, I have not read the Wheel of Time, but I can trust you.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if I would recommend it because it's also bad.
That's so fair.
I mean, as all the best media is.
You can find my ass. No, you can find me and my ass on. I don't know. I'm just.
Is your ass rounder than the earth? I'm sorry, I had to say it.
I got a flat ass. You can find me at Haunting the Morgue on Tumblr and Twitter. You can find me at Gengar on co-host. You can find my podcasts, Forward ReZero, your ReZero Watch podcast, and, well, we already said the Sonic Shuffle, but I'm also there, so yeah, listen to that, too. Please.
You can eventually also find Emery on
I played a funny little squirrel in the Speeding Bullets actual play.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be out by the time this is out.
No, well, probably not. You got a couple more episodes still left to go, I think. But yeah, I'm Emery. You can find me on a funny little podcast called We Rate Queerbait. Definitely nothing funny gonna be going on in that feed come April. Definitely no sort of goofs or hijinks about, you know, episode 9 of any funny movie franchises.
No, it's all normal.
Definitely not. We would never talk about a fucking incredibly and implausibly popular, straight ship in a certain fandom.
Yeah,
no, instead we would talk about the implausible gay ship in that fandom about two fascists kissing each other.
Boy.
Yeah.
We would never talk about J.J. Abrams saying some bullshit about how actually it's like a brother and sister kissing.
God damn it, I forgot about that!
I mean, I guess that's just, like, the fucking series that has Luke and Leia kiss.
Don't worry about it.
I fucking forgot about that. I was cleansed for a moment. Ew.
No, you don't get to be cleansed. I'm sorry.
J.J. Abrams, I'm fucking coming for you.
We truly live in a hell of our own creation. J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, why'd we do this to each other?
Luke and Leia. Never mind. We can't get into this right now.
No, you'll learn what J.J. Abrams was talking about when that episode comes out. It's a thing.
Yeah, you know, there's gonna be... What's the fucking... What's April Fool's? Who knows? Anyway, let's...
Who knows? Also...
It's us for watching episode 9 of Star Wars.
Yeah, also, you know, I have a fur affinity with the username Space Robot. Go fucking check out my gallery. I've got some silly stuff that I've drawn there. And if you want to commission me, you can hit me up on Discord to talk about that. I'm also on an upcoming audio drama pilot. Get ready for that. News will be forthcoming sometime. This podcast is on Twitter at DigiGhostGaze. We're on Tumblr at DigimonGhostGaze.tumblr.com. And we got a Discord server where I do art streams every Friday, and we watch Tokusatsu on Mondays for Toku Mondays. We're also discussing the last goddamn episode and the end of Ghost Game as a whole, so... If you got thoughts on the series finale, fucking you can go on Discord and tell us all about it.
Should we do a mailbag episode after?
Yeah, I'm thinking we yeah, I would like to do just like a series wrap episode, and yeah, we should do a mailbag.
All the questions will be for me.
So we still have our Blacktailmon mailbag channel on the Discord server. So if you want, if you got anything to ask, just hop on over there, and we will answer on air in 2 weeks' time.
And our answers will be normal and in no way unhinged or about Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no promises.
Yes. And then your favorite questions about Christopher Columbus. Do you think Christopher Columbus would be a Tumblr blorblo?
Steven, can we?
Steven, you're no longer allowed.
Okay, bye.
Over, I guess, because we're also not going to be allowed on this podcast for saying stupid ass shit.
That's so ominous.
That's from my own podcast.
Yes, I'm banning us all from this podcast.
Rip. Oh, we were so close to the end, too. We almost
Now no one will get to hear how the ending goes.
Damn. Guess you'll only get what we've talked about in this episode.
Yeah, something about aliens and goo.
Yeah.
Something about 2018's Venom.
Something about eating, I don't know.
Yeah, Vore is in there a little bit.
This podcast is part of the NoiseSpace.xyz network. You can go to NoiseSpace.xyz and find all sorts of neat shows. Fuck. My brain just went completely blank when I was...
LMNOP.
What was
it's
that?
It's a show about Elementary.
Yeah, haven't talked about that one in a while.
Zero to Zero, a show about things.
A show about a lot of different things that are tend to be superhero related.
Yeah.
Pod of Greed.
Pod of Greed.
5Ds. What a fucking show.
5Ds Nuts.
5Ds Nuts.
The Sonic Shuffle is on there.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Word for ReZero is also on there. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My Pod Cabbages is on there.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So I think that about does it. So until next time, all you poultry guys, ghouls, and non-boonaries, Digimon is
for the gays.
Bye, darlings.
Goodbye.
Bye.